I think I'm the only Aboriginal person who's actually got a PhD in applied mathematics or any science, I think, within Australia. I'm still out there searching for other people to be part of this. And then this is sort of a reason why we're doing this thing, is to encourage Indigenous students to consider science.
Chris says there are two reasons why Indigenous students should look to science.
You have the usual things of, you know, science and maths can help you with your job prospects and all that sort of stuff they put into education literature. But I think there's another philosophical reason that you should, that this should happen as well. And that really come down to the point where I was questioning myself through my undergraduate and even through my postgraduate courses of work, is why am I doing this as an Aboriginal person? Why am I studying applied mathematics? How is this going to help my community?
Chris came into applied mathematics looking at environmental sciences.
That's where the answer really lies for me. And that really attracted me to do applied mathematics, because we're looking at preventing pollution, looking at protecting our environment. So when I was thinking about how can I help my community, it's actually looking at protecting culture and way of life, because our culture and way of life is connected to environment very strongly. So if you're protecting environment, that's what you're also doing. You're actually protecting our cultural way of life as well.
He also says Indigenous students can gain a more positive self-image by understanding Indigenous knowledge, as well as what Western science has to offer.
Their culture can offer something to science. So once you explore Indigenous knowledge, you can actually start seeing that it has intersections and relevance for science.
Dennis Jose is a senior engineer and has completed a master's in environmental engineering.
I chose to do engineering mainly because somebody said that I'd probably be good at it, and probably for no other reason other than that. I was going to school at a time when there was a lot of activity in Indigenous schooling, and there was a lot of people from the government coming around to visit us in schools and ask us what we want to be, and you know, in order to just get out of that classroom and go play a game of basketball, you know, you just throw things in the air like, oh yeah, I'll be an engineer. And the other reason was that I was a little bit of an angry young black man at that stage, and going through a period of my life where you know, there was a lot of things on the news. You're wondering who you were, and you're wondering, you know, where was your place? And so a bit of me going to uni was just to spite those white fellas. You know, and that sort of spurred me on.
Dennis says he didn't go into engineering with the idea of helping his community.
It was only when I actually became an engineer and started to go into those communities and found that, wow, you know, this engineering, we need more engineers. There is a place for engineers in our communities, to go back there, talk to the people about their water treatment, how, you know, the importance of getting sewage away and disposing of it properly to reduce the health risks and so forth, and getting 60, 70-year-old pipework upgraded, and just to have a technical voice for a community hasn't really been there in the past.
He also says he loves going back to communities because he thinks role models can work.
I mean, I believe that there are children who just lack hope or lack any sense of the ability to achieve. And I think that if I can go back as an engineer, not as just Dennis Jose, who was an engineer in my past life, go back as the engineer who's helping and assisting the community, I think just being there helps the young kids see me, helps the council see me, the CEO, and that just tends to filter down a bit. And I'm hoping that they can say to their kids, when their kids say, you know, oh, look, I can't go to uni and do science, or science is too hard, you know, it's not for us black fellas. And I'm hoping that the counsellor that I met that day says to his young son or daughter, no, because we got a Murray that visits from Brisbane. He's an engineer himself. He's coming back here, he's in charge of that, see all that infrastructure works going on up the road? He's in charge of all that. So I'm hoping that rubs off as well. And small steps, and that's why I'm involved in this here. We got to do something with getting our children just interested in science, because it's got so much to give back, and it's opportunity to give back, and it's something that's been lacking for so long. And I don't think people realise just what science is and can do.